For centuries, the Catholic Church has recognized the ability of sacred music to elevate the soul to God, deepen worship, and express the mystery of faith. As an integral part of the solemn liturgy, sacred music has always had, and continues to have, a central place in the life of the Church and the faithful. From the ancient Gregorian chant and the grand polyphonic compositions of the Renaissance, the Church has always sought to cultivate and promote music that reflects the sacred and points to the transcendent. Pope St. Pius X is one of many who championed this tradition, restoring the prominence of Gregorian chant and insisting that sacred music embody holiness, beauty, and universality. In his motu proprio, Tra le Solitudini, Pope St. Pius X encouraged choirs, musicians, and singers to embrace and spread its rich heritage. Decades later, Pope St. Paul VI reaffirmed these principles. In Sacro Sanctum Concilium, the Second Vatican Council's Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, promulgated by Paul VI, the Church reaffirmed its profound esteem for sacred music, emphasizing its integral role in the liturgy and its capacity to enhance worship. The Council likewise encouraged choirs, musicians, and the faithful to preserve and advance the Church's musical heritage, calling for training and support for those involved in this ministry.
Cari amici della musica e dell'arte sacra, buonasera.
The Fondazione Pro Musica e Arte Sacra, under the leadership of its president, Mr. Hans Albert Kurzial, is a vital force in preserving and promoting this rich heritage of music. This fall, the foundation presented the prestigious International Festival of Sacred Music and Art, featuring a series of exquisite concerts held in some of the most iconic Roman venues, including the papal basilicas and other historic churches. Bringing together world-renowned musicians, choirs, and orchestras, the festival highlighted the enduring beauty of sacred music with a particularly rich program for 6 musical events in the name of spirituality.
Papa Paolo VI ha detto, il mondo ha bisogno della bellezza.
Pope Paul VI once said that the world needs beauty, and this is precisely what we aim to bring. Through our festivals, now in their 23rd edition, we seek to fulfill this message of the Holy Father, to bring the beauty of music into the sacred beauty and artistry of the basilicas and churches of Rome. This is our mission.
Questo è il nostro intento.
The festival dedicated to sacred music has become a beacon that draws music lovers and pilgrims from around the world, inviting those who listen to pause and contemplate the eternal truths that have shaped the history of the Church.
Abbiamo il piacere di...
We're delighted to welcome nearly 1,000 people from all over the world who participate in this festival, along with approximately 400 artists who also come across the globe. It's a wonderful initiative, and I'm very pleased to continue this work in 2024.
Beauty holds undeniable power. One so profound that Russian writer Fyodor Dostoevsky famously declared, "Beauty will save the world." This idea resonates with the teachings of Pope St. John Paul II, who echoed a similar sentiment in his letter to artists in 1999. where he emphasized the transformative and redemptive nature of beauty, including that of music, in the world.
Il mondo ha bisogno della bellezza.
The world needs this beauty. This is the theme of this year's festival, as always, dedicated to Pope St. Paul VI. It was his message that inspired me to create this initiative. I realized in the early 2000s, when I first started this foundation, that many people had distanced themselves from the church. However, through our festival, we've been able to bring thousands of people from around the world to Rome, offering them an opportunity to experience sacred music and art. When they enter the basilicas, they live moments of profound spiritual elevation, reconnected with the Lord, which has been the most beautiful thing that has happened to us.
E questa è stata la cosa più bella quello capitato a noi.
One of the first concerts of the festival featured a powerful rendition of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Requiem in D minor, performed by the Orchestra di Roma and the Illuminart Chorus, conducted by Tomomi Nishimoto at the Papal Basilica of St. John Lateran. Composed in 1791, Requiem is one of Mozart's and the world's most famous and emotionally stirring works, celebrated worldwide for its profound depth and grandeur. The piece, left incomplete at the time of the Austrian composer's death, has become a hallmark of the classical repertoire, its haunting melodies and intricate harmonies evoking both the solemnity and the mystery of life and death. Concerts featured at the International Festival of Sacred Music are more than just musical performances for entertainment. They're a profound expression of worship, rooted in tradition. Since sacred music is meant to always be at the service of the liturgy, many of the festival's concerts included masses in Latin, composed by some of the greatest musicians in history, such as Mozart's Requiem.
Noi portiamo sia la musica gregoriana, diciamo.
We celebrate both Gregorian chants and polyphonic music. And we also focus on grand masses, which is very important because here in Rome, we're not accustomed to hearing works like Mozart's Coronation Mass or Requiem or even Bruckner's symphonies. For all these pieces, we bring them here with a deep sense of religiosity and profound faith, reflecting the beliefs of the great composers who wrote them.
Profonda fede di questi maestri, quelli lo hanno scritto.
While the musical events organized by the foundation are publicized as concerts, they go far beyond mere performances of music. They aim at sanctifying the faithful and elevating their souls and hearts to God.
I want to emphasize that unfortunately we have to talk about concerts in churches because for many people, when they hear spiritual elevation, they immediately think of a mass or a religious ritual. But our concerts are not just concerts, they are pure spiritual elevations. We see many young people coming to experience these works in these beautiful basilicas, and we are very happy because they come and are truly enthusiastic.
I giovani vengono e sono veramente entusiasti.
In a few moments, we'll be back with more on Vaticano. The Foundation's performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's Mass in B minor at the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major was a remarkable celebration of Baroque mastery. Composed in 1749, Bach's Mass in B minor is renowned for its intricate choral and orchestral passages, blending profound spirituality with musical brilliance. It remains one of his most iconic works. Under the direction of Professor Eberhard Metternich, the Orchestra Concerto Köln and the Vocal Ensemble Köln Dom brought the work to life in the historic setting of Rome's greatest Marian Basilica. The Foundation's motto, Art Saves Art, further reflects its deeper mission to use the transformative beauty of sacred music as a vehicle for restoring the timeless beauty of Rome's basilicas and churches. Through these concerts, which showcase the most renowned sacred and liturgical repertoire of the 18th and 19th centuries, the Foundation not only celebrates the beauty of music, but also helps fund the restoration of sacred spaces, ensuring that these are preserved for future generations.
Questo è un tema molto importante perché proprio questo slogan Arte salva l'arte.
This is a very important topic. The slogan Art saves art reflects the idea of using sacred music as a means to bring people in, allowing them to experience the music while also making economic contributions, not by buying tickets or paying fees as is often misunderstood, but by donating to support restoration projects that we present.
In recent years, the Foundation's restoration efforts have included significant projects such as the restoration of cupolas, chapels, and altars in all the papal basilicas, some of the most important churches in Christendom.
We have restored the two cupolas on the roof of St. Peter's Basilica in St. John Lateran. We have restored the monumental organ by Luca Blasi and the altar of the Blessed Sacrament of St. Paul outside the walls. We have also restored the papal altar at the tomb of St. Paul, the basilica's chapels and mosaics depicting the popes, including Pope Benedict and Pope Francis in St. Mary Major. We have restored the Sistine Chapel. We've done a lot of work like this.
Abbiamo fatto la Cappella Sistina, abbiamo fatto tante cose. Thank you.
efforts have helped to preserve and enhance the sacred beauty of these iconic spaces, which in themselves also serve a higher purpose for the faithful and visiting pilgrims. Similarly to sacred music, churches and holy places adorned with beauty and grandeur help to elevate the soul and direct hearts towards God by pointing to something transcendent and fostering an atmosphere conducive to prayer and worship.
When they are there, they are truly filled with emotion. Think about it. When you hear a coronation mass in a papal basilica or a beautiful church, where the art and the sacred space come together, and people close their eyes, listen to the music, and then open their eyes to see this beauty, they are very close to the true beauty that Pope Paul VI spoke of.
Papa Paolo VI.
We'll be back after a short break with more on Vaticano. This year's edition of the International Festival of Sacred Music and Art also included a special tribute dedicated to two great composers of the last two centuries, Giacomo Puccini, in the year in which the first centenary of his death is celebrated, and Anton Bruckner, 200 years after his birth. A highlight of the tribute was a performance of some of Bruckner's major pieces, such as Locus Iste, Os Justi, Tota Pulchra Es, and Requiem in D minor, by the St. Florianer Sangerknaben, conducted by Markus Stumpner at the Church of St. Ignatius of Loyola in Campo Marzio. Bruckner, a towering figure of 19th century Austrian music, is renowned for his deeply spiritual choral works, which combine rich harmonies and a reverent sense of the sacred. His compositions, particularly his masses and motets, are known for their majestic scale, intricate harmonies, and profound sense of spirituality.
The program is often dedicated to anniversaries, as we see this year with the commemoration of the great composer Bruckner. To honor him, his choir from St. Florian in Austria performed. Each year, the program is shaped around significant events and the renowned calendar of these artists, with a central theme guiding the selections. For example, in addition to Bruckner, this year, we are focused on the works of Puccini, making these compositions the central feature of the concerts.
Lost in
The festival is a vibrant celebration of international collaboration, featuring renowned soloists from Russia, South Africa, and Italy, as well as choirs from Austria, Japan, and Spain, alongside hundreds of esteemed musicians, orchestras, and conductors from around the world. The audience is just as diverse, with people coming from all corners of the world, gathering to appreciate the unifying power of music, an experience which demonstrates how music transcends borders, uniting individuals regardless of their origins and cultures. As it seeks to build bridges among Christian communities around the world, the Foundation's global outreach and international collaborations emphasize the unifying power of sacred music. Through concerts and partnerships in various countries, they've worked to bring sacred music to a wider audience, promoting dialogue and shared experiences through the universal language of music.
Papa Benedetto un giorno mi ha detto...
One day, Pope Benedict told me that he would very much like to bring sacred music to the other Christian brothers and, together with them, hold concerts. We began this effort with Russia. We went to Moscow and, together with the Patriarch, held a concert there with the Sistine Chapel Choir on his name day. The Russian Patriarchal Choir later came to Rome. We also performed with the Anglicans at Westminster Abbey, went to Oxford and visited other cities in England. Then, in my own country, we went to the Protestant church and performed there with Tomahawk Ellipsia. We also held concerts in the palace where Luther lived. They always came here, and we always went there.
Abbiamo fatto dei concerti e loro sono sempre venuti qui e noi siamo andati lì.
Often torn by conflict, suffering, and uncertainty, music stands as a powerful reminder of the beauty and goodness that still exist, both earthly and divine. Through its transcendent beauty, sacred music reminds individuals from all walks of life that even in the darkest times, the divine, present in and amongst us, can be found in the most beautiful expressions of humanity.
La bellezza della chiesa, del luogo sacro, tu devi essere felice.
When you see it, the beauty of the church, of the sacred place, you can't help but feel happy because it is a unique moment in this world full of problems. For me, sacred music is truly the instrument of happiness. I believe that when people come to Rome, when they are in the basilicas and they hear this music, they understand that there is still so much beauty in the world. Hopefully, it reminds them that it's worth staying positive, moving forward, and living happy.
Di andare avanti e vivere felice.